You remember her? There was a time she stood so tall, a shining light above us all. Now we rise, yeah, we stand again. Bring her back to life, let her spirit rise again. Look at y'all, hear the call.
Hi, everybody. Good day, everyone, and welcome to another Lucky Charms show. I hope you're having a fantastic Saturday and you've had a good week. And thanks for BBS for all your hard work and making it possible for people like me to reach out and connect with so many people around the world. I am so grateful. Thank you so much. Let's see, there's so much I want to talk about, and so I kind of have to pick and choose and kind of see where I'm inspired, what I'm inspired to talk about. And after having a few conversations with some people, I concluded that I was inspired to talk about fear and how that kind of tends to dictate the quality of life that we create for ourselves. And then I would like to also talk about aliens, some fun stuff, and take it from there. But just I go around, I talk to a lot of people because I don't really know what is going on out there too much. I'm not following the news. I have an idea of what people, what kind of news people are receiving, and it's being transmitted to people. But it's always good to see what people are experiencing so that hopefully I can maybe be of service. And the one thing that everyone has in common, this is based on my perception, is fear. And they tend to feel like this is it. I have to do this, and you know the story. And if I don't, this is going to happen. And it is such a deep rooted, I call it programming, that it's so hard to get through to people sometimes. And that's okay. I'm not judging anyone. I just want people to be able to live their full potential, if you will. And if they don't, that's their choice. And I'm not living my full potential, but I'm definitely working on it. And I'm aware, at least, that some decisions I make are fear-based. At least I'm aware of it. And to have that kind of awareness is, I guess, all we can ask for. But then there are times that fear can be of service. That may be, maybe you're being protected if there's this strong intuition or voice that's just telling you not to do something. Then it's not necessarily fear that is controlling you. It's you're listening. So when I say fear, I guess what I'm saying is we have two different internal dialogues going on at the same time, it feels like. One comes from logic, the brain, and whatever you want to call it. And the other one comes from your, some people call it the gut or intuition or instinct. Some people refer to it as higher self, whatever you call it. You know what I'm talking about. It's a very quiet, soft voice usually. And so when I say fear, it's when we're afraid to act on that intuition, which is a knowing. It's just a know. Like, I knew I had to be on this show. Like, I didn't really want to. Wasn't exactly part of my plan to talk about these things, but but somewhere inside I knew I had to be here and show up. And fear was probably not letting me do that. And with the help of some amazing people, I was able to break through that, and I'm still breaking through it. I promise you, every time I don't want to be here, but I listen to that inner voice that is telling me I got to be here. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. When we ignore that knowing because we're afraid something bad will happen, that's what I'm talking about, that fear. So, like I said, sometimes you'll get an intuition of, you shouldn't cross the street at that moment. And so you would listen to that. That fear is actually helping you. So I hope that explains a little bit where I'm coming from. But that's kind of what I'm noticing with people, is I'm noticing their heart is desiring something else in comparison to the life that they're living. And that's the kind of fear I'm talking about, because I find that that's where people feel like they're stuck or maybe not happy. And just to clarify, I am not here to tell anybody that they need to be happy 100% of the time. I don't really think that's possible. In my opinion, maybe it is. If you have found a way to do that, please, show us. And I'm not looking to be 100% excited and joyful all the time, but just, I'm talking about people who know they want to do something different or make a different decision, but they don't because of fear. And just to share a quick story, lately I looked into some of our heroes in our history, and I hate to say this, but I mean, I know there's a lot of women in our history that have done tremendous heroic things, but one of them that stands out to me is Queen Esther. I've recently read her story, and it was very intriguing. And I'm not a very biblical person, but I do enjoy some of the stories that have been written because I think they're related to everyday people. And so her story kind of intrigued me. She really displayed a heroic, and if you don't know her story, for time sakes, please do go read it and get familiar with it. But this is not just pertaining to women or men or any gender in particular, but I just found her story to be very powerful. And she was just someone who wanted to help her people. And at the time, it took a lot of courage for her to do what she did. And of course, please go read her story. I don't want to get into the details of what she did, but she came known for one of the most heroic and courageous women in history. And I'll read a couple of quotes from her. And for those who know her, know that it took great courage and commitment to what she did. So here are some of her quotes that I thought were pretty cool. Who knows? Perhaps you have come to royal dignity for just such as time as this. Basically, to summarize that, it's kind of saying, who knows, maybe you were born for this. That thing that you're ignoring or you don't want to do or you're scared of. And she really truly displayed a lot of courage, and she did help a lot of people. And her bravery, her decisiveness, the ability to make decision is it's the story. Obviously, I didn't know her, but these are the stories about her. Her decisiveness, acting so courageously to save her people with lessons of, be bold in the face of danger. And she said, if I perish, I perish. She really had no fear. She really had no fear. And you will find anyone that has ever been written about, anyone that has done anything great, really, has had to go through this, has had to face some kind of adversity, some kind of fear that they had to eventually give up. And that's what makes them heroes. And in my eyes, I don't care who you are, where you're listening from, what your gender is, what your age is, you are all heroes. Never forget that. You are all heroes just waiting to make a decision. You're always one decision away, really. So, she fought hard for her people, for their freedom, and she succeeded according to the stories. But I would like to kind of define what freedom means. And it could mean different things to everyone, but let's see how it is defined here. So, thanks for bearing with me. I'm getting a little organized. I'm always so not organized. But the definition of liberty is the state of being free, having the power to make your own choices, and living without unfair control or physical restraint by a government or authority. What does that mean? The state of being free. This is the, you know, I had to, I was actually kind of dumbfounded. I'd never looked up the definition. I kind of knew what liberty means, but it actually tells us it's a state of being. So freedom is not outside of you, is what I'm trying to say. It's within you. And it's comes from, how can I explain this? It comes from you deciding that you are in control of your own life. That's liberty in my, no one else can tell you how to live your life, how to how to act, how to be, how to think. You're responsible for that. And to me, that is a perfect definition for freedom. It's a state of being. And so I wanted to dig in a little deeper with that. Because why? Because people, I feel like people feel like there's something outside of them that is holding them back from whatever it is that they want to do, that fear or other things is holding them back. And so I just want to really emphasize that it's not outside of you. And one of some key meanings about liberty is personal freedom, which is the right to speak, think, and act as you want without hurting others. So, who's responsible for that? We are. You are. Freedom from control is another aspect of liberty. Being free from slavery, imprisonment, or unfair rules set by leaders. I'm sure we can agree to understand what that means. Equal rights is another aspect of liberty. And of course, my show really is around liberty and freedom. So that's why I'm talking about this. Equal rights, having the same social and political rights as everyone else in a fair society. And then it goes down and breaks it down to civil liberties, basic protected rights like freedom of speech and religion, and on and on. But you kind of get the idea of what liberty means. So for me, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, I don't believe that someone can give you liberty. I believe that it's already within you, and it's up to you to utilize it and practice it and use it and access it because it's already there. No one can tell you what to think. They can, but it's going to be up to you to accept it or not. So that's the true definition of liberty for me, being responsible for yourself. And then, we can go, well, what stops us? Why don't I experience liberty? Why are countries and the people, and why is there always this fight for liberty? It's because you're not letting yourself be in that state. You're the one holding yourself back. Liberty is something you already have. It's your God-given right. No one can take it away from you. And so the only thing that stops it is fear. And fear happens to be a very strong, unpleasant emotion caused by the awareness of danger, pain, or a bad event. It includes being scared, feeling worried, or having deep respect. I have no idea what that means, having deep respect. That this is from Google, so I'm not going to agree with everything Google says. I don't know what that means. But anyway, you get the idea. It comes from being scared, worry. And I'll tell you, if this was a real thing, and if this was a voice that we're supposed to listen to, n no one would have had done any great things on this planet ever. You will not find a single person that has ever done anything worth doing and be scared at the same time. They'll be scared and they'll push through and do it, but eventually they give up the fear. So, and of course I'm talking to myself at the same time. So, rest assured, I have not mastered this yet. And I don't know if there'll ever be mastery. I feel like maybe there'll always be something that will show up that we're scared of, and it might be a constant battle. But I do feel it will get easier. I feel like it's a muscle that the more you use, the easier it will become. So, what happens when we experience fear? And again, just as a reminder, I'm talking about this because there's so many people I come across, including family members, who want a different result from life, but they're afraid to take that chance to do something different. So, what are signs of fear? Your body changes. Your body actually changes when you're in fear, when you're not in alignment with your spirit, with that intuition, with that voice, with that inner knowing. When you're out of alignment with it, your body changes. Your heart actually starts beating faster. You start sweating, shaking. Your mind even changes. You feel nervous, unsafe, and the need to hide. So if you're experiencing any of those, I would highly suggest that you go within yourself. How do you go within? Go somewhere quiet, meditate, whatever. Be with yourself. And there's ways to do it. Maybe I'll touch on it on later shows. But for now, for time's sake, just go within and ask yourself. Or what works really great, look in the mirror, ask yourself. What is it? What is it that I'm afraid of not doing that I really want to do? You're not going to be able to lie to yourself. I promise you. And so that's why, for people who are sustaining sickness, illness, anxiety, depression, been there. Let me just tell you, I have experienced almost every emotion known to mankind, from depression, from anxiety, anger, love, hate, lust, frustration, all of it. And now I know why, because I guess I wanted to know what they all feel like. Now I kind of know. And and really, they all stem from being out of alignment with yourself. And forgive me, I have a little interruption. And wow, I forgot what I was saying. So yeah, you're not going to be able to lie to yourself, basically, is what I'm saying. But you can, but I mean, why is it I heard some astronomical number, 60 to 70% of the population in California is medicated on antidepressants and anti-anxiety. I'm not judging. That's fine. You want to do that? That's your choice. But isn't that like a pandemic? Why is that happening? So, these are questions that may have multiple answers. So you decide why that's happening. And so, fear monger is used really nicely to get a population to do something it doesn't actually want to do. And yeah, and sometimes I get so confused. Like most of the religions, and I don't go by any particular religion, but most of the religions typically say, don't have fear, don't be afraid. I know the Bible says that. Probably, I think I heard the Bible has Do Not Fear 365 times in it. But yeah, we're living in fear. It's so amazing. So what's causing this fear? We weren't born this way. A baby isn't born living in fear or doubt or anything. So where does this fear come from? Was it taught? Was it learned? Was it fed to us? Maybe. And so, yeah. And so, what's the opposite of, I shouldn't say opposite, but what's an action required to defeat fear, which is what many heroes in our history books have had to use, which is courage. I guarantee you, every single person listening right now has used courage at some point in their life, and or you wouldn't be here. It's my opinion. It takes courage to do and live life, but for let's define courage. Courage is the ability to do something hard, deal with danger, or control fear. It means acting anyway, even when you feel scared. This is a definition that Google is giving. I'm sure there's better definitions, but this is what I'm using right now. So let's see, the ability to do something hard. Okay, well, first of all, something hard is usually just, it just means something you've never done before. And so once you do it, then it's not hard. And the ability to deal with danger. Okay. Why do we feel the danger? Because our, I don't know, I think, honestly, I think it's some kind of a programming, or it's something from the past. Something happened in the past, something went wrong, and you think it's gonna happen again. So say someone started had a business and went bankrupt, and they want to start another business and they don't because they are scared that it's gonna go bankrupt again. That's the thing. And it could relate to anything, relationships, you name it. And so that's basically courage, doing it anyway, ignoring these fears because they're not really real. That's what courage is. And just being brave, in no matter what. And I will admit, these things that I talk about, I don't believe, how do I don't believe we're supposed to do this ourselves. Are there times you're gonna feel like you're alone doing something? You might feel like you're alone, but if you really take a look, you're never really alone. So, does it help to have someone next to you and, hold your hand? Of course. But I promise you, the universe is always holding your hand. It's just waiting for you to let go of the fear or whatever's holding you back. Because if you keep closing your hand, holding on to fear, the universe can't hold your hand. So, whatever it is, I hope this information can help someone today. So, whatever it is, I hope you can let it go. And so, with that, I want to talk about Let's see. I'm gonna jump around a little bit. I said I was gonna talk about aliens, so I'm gonna talk about aliens because I think that's a fun one. All right. Aliens. It seems as though we recently got some disclosure about it, finally. And if you haven't seen this website yet, if you haven't checked it out, I'm gonna give you the link. It was posted by the White House, and it's a government page, and you can go to it by just typing in aliens.gov, just aliens dot gov, GOV. So I'm gonna go there just to be there. When you go to, if you're driving or you can't go to it right now, that's fine, but I will read it to you. So when you go on the page, it says, they walk among us. For 60 years, the US government has kept a closely guarded secret. The aliens have been walking among us, living in our neighborhoods and interacting with us in our daily lives. They've shopped in the same stores, attended the same classes as our children, and lived seemingly normal human existence. With one exception, they do not belong here. This is on this government webpage. Millions arrived under the cover of darkness and embedded themselves directly in our society. Countless presidents, congressmen, and senior officials knew exactly what was happening. Instead of protecting American citizens, they chose to cover it up and even accelerate the invasion. So you can go to this website and check it out for yourself. But what I found was interesting is, and it says, the truth is no longer out there. It is right here, right now. So this is disclosure, basically, everyone. And it goes down to talking about how many alien arrests have been made. You can go check it out. There's a map, so they're arresting them. I'm assuming this has to do with illegal immigrants. I don't, I have no, I'm, I, but you decide. I don't know. And it shows the criminal charges of the so-called aliens that are being arrested. And it also has countries of origin, which I thought was really interesting. Like, where are these aliens coming from? And I thought that this was really interesting. So, Afghanistan, Algeria, Argentina, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Bahamas, Bangladesh, Belarus, Belgium, Brazil, Colombia, Canada. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Chile, China, every country is listed here, by the way. Cuba, Czech Republic, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Egypt, El Salvador, Hong Kong, India, Jamaica, Italy, Israel, Iraq, on and on and on and on. Every single country is listed on here. So, you be the judge. What is an alien? I have my own opinions. But before I answer that, I want to jump into something else real quick. I'm sure some of you have heard about time capsules that people can leave behind and then they open it up later on and whatnot. I found it really interesting. One particular one I thought was really interesting, which was actually not supposed to be open for another, I think, 100 or 200 years, but it was open, I think maybe a year or two ago. And it was by Princess Diana. They buried a time capsule over at a children's hospital back in, I can't remember the exact day, I think 1991. And she actually, so about 30 years ago, she chose two children to do to choose the items, which I thought was interesting. One was 9 years old and the other one was 11. So here's some of the things that she had them bury. A CD of Kylie Minogue's Rhythm of Life of Love, forgive me, Rhythm of Love album, a solar powered calculator, a pocket television, five tree seeds, a snowflake hologram, a passport, a collection of British coins, a copy of the Times newspaper from the date of the capsule's burial, a piece of recycled paper, and a photo of Princess Diana. So I thought it was interesting. Why do I think it was interesting? Because every single item on here is so relevant to what we're in today, which has me question, has anything changed? Well, according to these items, no. And so, what was she trying to tell us? On our next show, I will dig deeper into this because I believe it deserves a lot of attention. I'm certain she had a reason and an intention to have these things be buried. And I just think it's so interesting that it was opened up earlier than 100 years from now. But for now, let's talk about a CD from Kylie Minogue's Rhythm of Love. Well, that seems to be what everyone is talking about today. Rhythm. What's rhythm? It's a frequency, a vibration. You know, what was she trying to tell us? That love is a state of being? That it's a frequency? Maybe. A solar powered calculator. Well, what's that? Are we get power from the sun? That's the true, real, authentic energy? Maybe. I will talk about this more extensively in the next show. A pocket television. This one was really a fun one, a pocket television. So, and this is 30 years ago. I don't believe iPhones were present at the time, or they were out, you know, who thought you'd be carrying a TV, but we are. Your iPhone is officially a TV now that we carry around in our pocket. How did you know this? How did you know? Don't leave home without it. God forbid you should miss a news. And five tree seeds. You can make this one mean what you want, but for me, it was I feel like it's related to our food industry today, being that there's so much fruit available now that is seedless. So you be the judge on that one. A snowflake hologram. Again, I not enough time to talk about this, but I promise to dig into this on the next show. A snowflake hologram. A passport. We're talking about that today. Passport, immigration, citizenship. A collection of British coins, currency. Money is still a huge subject today. A copy of the Times newspaper from the date of the capsule's burial. That has multiple meanings. What is she referring to? The Times newspaper. Time, as in maybe time is an illusion, or why is it called newspaper? There's nothing new about her photo that was dated from the capsule's burial, so it's not news anymore, right? A piece of recycled paper. Recycled. That one is a very, very deep conversation I will talk about, but obviously we're recycling and we don't really know why we're recycling. And last but not least, a photo of Princess Diana. So I hope I have been able to raise some questions. That really is my intention, is for anyone listening and who will listen in the future, just ask questions, without blindly just accepting things for what they are. I think really intelligent people just ask a lot of questions, and so I hope that was a little intriguing. But having let's see. So we covered aliens, and I will talk about more of this stuff. This is just a little sneak peek at what will be coming up. But the most important subject that I want to talk about is water. And because why? Because it's actually is far more, it's just a far more valuable than oil or anything. Why? Because we, as you know, we are over 70% water. Our planet is water. It's a water planet. We cannot survive without clean water. I can probably survive without gold or a house or material things, but I can't survive without water. And so I want to talk about that one extensively on the next on our next show. And so yeah, with that, again, if there's something you want to talk about or communicate or ask or contribute, participate, whatever, you can always call in to BBS. You can get a hold of me, and I'd be more than happy to take that on. And but for now, I think we might close off and take it. Let me see. I'm just looking at my notes. I'm so sorry. It's so hard to talk and read at the same time. Yeah, I'm going to close for now, BBS, and looking forward to having a very special guest with me in next show. But for now, please have a fantastic, beautiful Saturday. Have a beautiful upcoming week. And if ever in doubt, I promise you that you have all the answers. It just takes a matter of quieting your being in a quiet environment and just kind of go within, be with yourself. And I promise you, you have all the answers. You know what to do. Don't ever let fear stop you. And my love to everyone listening. And I'll talk to everyone again here soon in about 2 weeks. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Take care.
No more silence, no more fear. Today.